Ladies and gentlemen, you are about to hear the story of a United States senator. You are going behind the scenes of political Washington, into the Senate chambers, the cloakrooms, the private offices, the meetings, secret and public. The locale, the background, are factual. Only the names and the stories are fictional. This is Freedom, USA. Starring Tyrone Power as a Senator of the United States and featuring the voice of America's distinguished news commentator and Washington authority, Edwin C. Hill. Freedom, USA, the story of your government today. In a moment, listen to Tyrone Power as Senator Dean Edwards in Freedom, USA. Now, we present Freedom, USA, starring Tyrone Power as Senator Dean Edwards and featuring the voice of Edwin C. Hill.
This is Edwin C. Hill, ladies and gentlemen. The traditional American distrust of secrecy and government finds expression on our nation's capital in a number of curious ways. The very halls of Congress, for example, are laid out in such a way as to afford any interested citizen a clear, unobstructed view of his lawmakers in action. Galleries open to the public rise steeply on all four sides of both the House and Senate chambers. Everything Congress does, whether in regular session or in committee, are matters not merely of public record, but subject also to the closest public scrutiny. Occasionally, however, circumstances arise which compel a congressional body to close its doors to the public and meet in camera. As when, for instance, the Senate subcommittee on which young Senator Dean Edwards serves met in close executive session.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Edwards.
Mr. Chairman, are we to understand that the confidential report made to this committee by the Gas and Petroleum Division has been made public?
I don't know what construction you gentlemen wish to make of it, but it seems to me that someone outside this committee has been given access to the report.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Weaver.
Aren't we assuming something which may, in fact, have no basis other than coincidence?
I'm not so sure of that, Senator. You'll recall that the report was made to this committee on Friday.
Yes, but why should we assume that the frenzied activity in the stock market exchange reflects directly on a report which certainly none of us would divulge after having pledged ourselves to secrecy?
Sudden trading in fuel oil stocks close on the heels of a report predicting a shortage. A report, gentlemen, which has been issued to this committee only. Well, that's too striking a coincidence for my sense of credulity.
Then you assume the leak occurred somewhere in this committee.
I see no other conclusion.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Edwards.
Isn't it possible that this so-called leak originated in the very department from which the report came?
Hardly. Our special investigators have gone into the matter thoroughly. No, gentlemen, I'm afraid you'll have to look closer home.
Is there any information available as to the identity of the speculators?
Yes. They are a group known as the Transcontinental Enterprises, a syndicate headed by Mr. Nicholas Keeley.
Well, why don't we call Mr. Keeley in for questioning?
May I remind you, gentlemen, that to do so would be to invite public attention on a matter we have deemed too critical for disclosure at this time. The danger of scare buying, not to mention the propaganda use of such information, should be obvious to all of us. Besides, the legal counsel informs me that the syndicate has acted within its legal rights.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Edwards.
This has been a most disturbing experience. As one who favored the release of the report, I realize I am suspect. I give you my word I have not violated my pledge of secrecy. I realize, however, that until this matter is cleared up, we're all suspect, and such a situation is intolerable. I move, therefore, that our committee investigators be instructed to continue their investigations until the reprehensible parties be brought to light.
Second it. Senator Edwards' office? No, I'm sorry, the senator is not in. Oh, yes, Mr. Stewart. I'll have him call you just as soon as he gets back from the Hill. Thank you. Oh, Senator, Mr. Stewart just called.
Never mind that now. I want to talk to you, Ginger.
Certainly. What about?
Do you remember that report from the Gas and Petroleum Division?
Department of the Interior?
That's the one. Where is it now?
In the file, under lock and key.
May I see it, please?
Of course. One moment, I'll get my key. Did you ever see such junk? One of these days I'll have to go through this desk with a... What's this? Federal Employees Annual Thanksgiving... Raffle ticket on a turkey. I guess I didn't win it.
The keys, Miss Mullen.
Oh, yes, the keys. Oh, here they are. Now then, the confidential report on fuel oil. That would be under gas and petroleum, wouldn't it?
You filed it.
Fuel oil. F-G gas. Uh-huh, here it is. There you are, the confidential report.
Sit down, Ginger.
Okay.
Have you read the report?
Enough of it to know it doesn't go under wildlife conservation. See, what's wrong, Chief?
Has the report been out of this office?
Since Friday?
At any time.
Not that I know of. Was it supposed to be?
I'm serious, Ginger.
Well, so am I. What's this about?
I want you to think carefully. When I gave you the report Friday, what did you do with it?
Filed it.
Immediately?
Well, not simultaneously, but soon after.
Was there anyone around at the time?
When I filed it?
Yes.
Do you mean, were there any witnesses?
Did anyone see you file a report?
No, there was no one here, but you just saw me take it out of the file.
What about Mary Kincaid?
What about her?
Was she around?
I said there was no one here at the time. I haven't seen Mary for days. Besides, I'm not in the habit of leaving confidential reports lying around.
Did you discuss it with anyone?
The report?
Yes.
But it's a confidential report.
Precisely.
What are you trying to accuse me of, Senator?
I'm not accusing you of anything. There's been a serious leak of information in the subcommittee, and I'm trying to check its source. Have you discussed this report?
I heard you the first time. If you think I'm not to be trusted...
Well, I didn't say that.
You implied it. It's enough that I'm your girl Friday on Saturdays and Sundays, too, but now you suspect...
No, Ginger, it isn't...
I see no sense in continuing this farce. You can consider my resignation effective as of now.
Ginger! Yes?
Excuse me, Senator. I didn't know you were asleep.
Thaddeus, do I look as if I've been asleep?
No, sir. But I sure hope I didn't wake you up.
What is it, Thaddeus?
You know that box of candy you told me to deliver to the young lady?
Yes?
Well, the young lady said... let me see. I wrote it down here someplace.
Now, hurry up, Thaddeus. That's my phone. What did she say?
Here it is. She said, no thanks. She don't want to be accused of bribe-taking.
I see. Well, thank you, Thaddeus.
Senator, what do you want me to do with this box of candy?
Keep it. It's yours.
Mine? Oh, yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Hello.
Dean, this is Ned Collins. Did you call me?
Oh, yes, Senator. I tried to reach you.
Well, I called your office, but you were gone.
I know. I left early. Ned, I've been thinking about that fuel oil situation and...
Couldn't it wait until the committee reconvenes?
Oh, that's just the point. The committee won't meet until next week, and what I had in mind calls for immediate action.
All right. What is it?
I think there's a way of cutting the ground out from under these speculators.
Oh, yeah?
Well, it occurred to me that what these fellows are gambling on is an oil shortage in the face of a long, cold winter.
Now, wait a minute, Dean. If you're thinking of legislating long, cold winters out of existence...
No, nothing quite that simple. I was concentrating on the shortage angle. It seems to me that by stockpiling it now, in those areas where we anticipate the shortage...
Stockpiling?
Sure. Why can't the government reserve or lease all the available pipelines and storage tanks in these critical areas, and when winter comes, release the reserves as they're needed?
Say, I think you've got something there, but...
What's the matter?
I was just thinking of the fly in the ointment.
Fly in the ointment?
A human pipeline, the committee leak.
Oh, anything new on that?
No. Of course, it might have been a case of plain carelessness.
Say, I have an idea. Why must this matter come up before the committee anyway? Isn't the Fuel Oil Administrator empowered to act...
In case of an emergency? think you're right, Dean. I'll tell you what we'll do. I'll set up an appointment. Give you a ring first thing in the morning.
Oh, Ginger. I'm glad to see you've changed your mind.
Don't get the wrong idea, Mr. Edwards. I'm merely filling in until the new girl arrives.
Oh. I'm expecting a call from Senator Collins.
I'll see that you're connected. Your letters are waiting for signature on your desk.
Thanks.
And you'll find the office keys, including the key to your special file, in the top drawer.
Oh, look, Ginger, I admit I made a mistake. I shouldn't have...
Oh, there's a Mr. Hammond waiting in the outer office.
The devil take Mr. Hammond. I'm trying to say I'm sorry.
Oh, you don't have to apologize to me. It's been my experience that when a private secretary no longer enjoys the confidence of her employer...
Won't you reconsider?
Mr. Hammond represents the Capital Investment Corporation, and he says it's very important. Something about leasing oil tanks.
Now, don't change the... What?
Oil tanks.
Well, show him in. Who sent you, Mr. Hammond?
It's not a question of referral, Senator. As a matter of regular procedure, we make it a practice to investigate all applications for loans.
I understand, but why come to me?
Well, sir, without going into the qualifications of the loan or the merits of the collateral, this application happens to be for such a large sum of money, we have to be doubly careful.
Yes, yes, yes. But why me?
As I understand it, Senator, you're a member of the Senate Subcommittee on Petroleum Resources. And as this loan has to do with the leasing of storage facilities, which I understand the government plans...
Well, just a minute. Where did you get that idea?
From the applicant, naturally. He claims to have it on high authority.
What authority?
Why, Senator, you...
What?
Anything wrong? Our client said...
Just who is your client?
Mr. Nicholas Keeley of the Transcontinental Enterprises.
Excuse me, Senator. Are you ready for your call? Senator Collins is on the line.
Oh, thanks, Ginger. Put him on here, please.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Ned. Excuse me, please.
It's quite all right.
Cancel it, Ned. Yes, I know. Cancel the appointment. Also call a special meeting of the committee. It's an emergency. I'll explain later.
Now, back to Tyrone Power, starring as Senator Dean Edwards in Freedom, USA, and the second act of our story.
This is Edwin C. here, ladies and gentlemen. When wise men speak of pouring oil on troubled waters, I'm sure they could not mean fuel oil. Witness the predicament young Senator Dean Edwards finds himself in as the result of an impending fuel oil shortage and a mysterious leak of information in the very committee of which the senator is a member. Recent developments have disclosed that a certain Mr. Keeley is a beneficiary of this information leak. And as we look in at the senator's office, we find him pacing the floor.
Keeley. Keeley. Doesn't make sense. Ginger.
Yes?
Have we ever... No, I beg your pardon. I forgot you're no longer working for me.
Oh, well, it is. It's quite all right. Until my replacement arrives.
Then if you don't mind, Miss Mullen, have you any recollection of a Mr. Keeley?
Keeley?
Nicholas Keeley. Have we ever had any correspondence with him or with the Transcontinental Enterprises?
No, I'm quite sure we never have.
That's what I thought.
Someone you know personally?
I swear I've never met the man, let alone talk to him or communicate with him in any shape or form whatsoever.
I believe you.
Oh, this is a first-class mess.
Can I be of any help?
No, no thanks. I'll muddle through. What gets me is, where did he get the information which only Ned and I... Do you suppose Ned... No, this is ridiculous. Soon I'll begin suspecting myself. Ned would no more
dream of... If I knew what you were talking about, perhaps I could listen more intelligently.
Ginger, what would you do if you found yourself suspected of betraying confidential information?
I was. I quit.
Oh, well, that isn't what I mean. What I mean is... Well, I might as well tell you the whole thing. Someone on the committee has been giving out confidential information.
The fuel oil report?
Yes. And from the looks of things, the finger of suspicion points to me.
But that's impossible.
I know it is. But what would you do?
Well, the first thing I'd do is fight back.
Yes. And then?
How does this Keeley figure in this?
I don't know. He seems to be at the receiving end. But when? How? Where?
Why don't you ask him?
That's right. Why don't I?
Did you say Nicholas Keeley?
Yes.
I'll look him up in the directory.
Yeah, you might find him listed under Transcontinental.
I know.
And Ginger.
Yes?
When unjustly accused, remember what you said about fighting back.
Well, 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 Senator Edwards. This is indeed an unexpected pleasure.
Let's dispense with the formalities. I think you know why I'm here, Mr. Keeley.
As a matter of fact, no. But don't let that bother you. A distinguished visitor like yourself is always welcome. Now, won't you sit down?
I'll be short and to the point. Who's been feeding you information?
That's shorthand to the point, all right. Now, if you'll tell me what information, perhaps I can help you.
You know what I'm talking about, Keeley. Let's not pussyfoot around.
Oh, I like a man who speaks his mind. You smoke?
No, thanks.
Do you mind if I smoke? Yes, it's a rare quality these days. A man who says what he thinks is a man to be trusted. I like that.
Are you going to answer my question?
Am I under oath?
I could have you brought before the committee, under subpoena if necessary.
Oh, you have a temper, Senator. Of course you could have me subpoenaed. On the other hand, I could refuse to answer your questions. Surely you must know, Senator, as a citizen, I also have certain rights. And among these rights are life, liberty, and the pursuit of my private business.
Is that your answer?
Oh, let's not be impatient, Senator. I presume you're referring to my business.
What kind of business are you in?
No, that depends. Primarily, I'd say I'm in business to make a profit. Anything wrong in that, Senator?
Go on.
I'm a man of many ambitions. One of these ambitions is to make a lot of money. Another is to make friends, particularly of persons as highly placed as yourself. Do you follow my meaning?
I'm not so sure that I do.
Well, let me put it this way, Senator. You're a reasonable man. I'm a reasonable man. Seems to me we should be able to get together. And if the piper plays the tune, I believe the piper should be paid. Handsomely. Do you follow me now?
Yes. And you know what you can do with your money. Good day, sir.
Chief, where have you been?
Walking around to cool off.
Cool off?
I've been offered a bribe.
No,
Ginger, I didn't take it.
Of course not. But did you find out what you were looking for?
No. I'm afraid I'm up against a blank wall.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was
hoping... Were there any calls?
Oh, yes. Senator Collins' office called. The meeting you requested has been set for tomorrow morning at 10.
Oh, great. All I can say is I'm it.
And there's a young lady waiting in your office.
A young lady? Well, Ginger, you're not serious
about... Why don't you go and see who it is?
Yes, I suppose that's the thing to do.
Well, it's about time you showed up.
Mary Kincaid. What are you doing in my office?
Now, hold everything. Before you start firing more secretaries, let me assure you Miss Mullen has nothing to do with it. I entered over her dead body, and I intend to stay until you've answered a few questions.
Well, what do you want?
Here, take a look at this.
What is it, a photograph?
Just take a look at it. This thing you casually call a photograph's a stick of dynamite which can blow your political future sky high.
But this... Where did you get this? Why, it must...
When confronted by the evidence, the senator simply expressed utter amazement and asked, where did you get this?
All right, so I've been to see Nick Keeley. What about it?
What about it? Don't you realize every move you make is news? Look, you can even read the name on the door in the background, Transcontinental Enterprises.
Must have been snapped as I was coming out.
And you should never have gone in the first place. Figure it out for yourself, Senator. Your committee's been meeting for over a week. Closed executive sessions, no statements, no releases, no copy. What do you suppose our editors say? They know something's cooking. They want to know what's going on.
But what's this got to do with...
Plenty. In the absence of real information, the rumor factories go to work. You've no idea what juicy tidbits the grapevine's bearing these days.
But I only want...
Yes, you only get caught coming out of a notorious bucket shop operation. Oh, brother, what the tabloids could do with this one.
Well, has this been released?
Not yet. Fortunately for you, the eagle-eyed cameraman who took this picture is a friend of mine. I've been able to talk Joe Carter into a 24-hour reprieve. 24 hours or only one day, and the afternoon's almost shot. You better talk fast, Senator. What's it all about?
I'm sorry, Mary. I can't talk.
What? I should have my head examined. I violate every principle of good journalism. I could lose my job for suppressing the news.
Well, it isn't that I wouldn't like to tell you, but...
Has it something to do with fuel oil?
I'm sorry, I can't tell you.
That bad, huh?
Pretty nasty.
Does it involve you?
In a way. Oh, it isn't as bad as it sounds. If you can wait until the committee meeting tomorrow, I'll have a story for you.
Is that a promise?
Yes.
I'm sticking my neck out with Joe and the rest of the fellows. They're a nice bunch of fellows. Don't leave me out on a limb, please.
Don't worry, Mary. I won't.
Committee will be in order. Senator Edwards, this meeting was called at your request. Are you ready to proceed?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I requested that a subpoena be issued for Mr. Nicholas Keeley, effective for a meeting of this committee at 10:30 a.m. Is he in the room?
Mr. Nicholas Keeley.
You've taken the oath, Mr. Keeley.
I have.
You may be seated. Proceed, Senator.
Your name is Nicholas Keeley, and you head up a syndicate known as Transcontinental Enterprises. Is that correct?
That's right, Senator.
Now then, Mr. Keeley, it has come to the attention of this committee that you, or the organization headed by yourself, has recently made a killing, as it were, on the stock market exchange in the buying and selling of fuel oil stocks. Is that correct?
That's right, Senator.
Would you mind explaining to the committee how you happened on such good fortune?
I don't mind, Senator, but I don't see where it's going to get you.
Will you please answer the question?
Sure, Senator. Intuition.
Intuition?
That's right. Ask any businessman, and he'll tell you that some of his best deals were made on a hunch.
Your organization recently applied to the Capital Investment Corporation for a $2 million loan. Is that correct?
You ought to know. You scotched that deal for us.
Answer the question.
Yes, sir. We applied for a loan, but we didn't get it.
The loan was for the purpose of grabbing off all the available oil pipelines and storage tanks.
I wouldn't say grabbing off, Senator. After all, the government was planning to do the same thing.
Is this also based on intuition, or have you some other means of knowing?
Well, I really don't see what business it is of yours. How
will the chair please instruct the witness to answer the question?
The witness will answer the question.
I was playing a hunch.
Mr. Chairman, I should like to interrupt the proceedings to ask our special investigator, Mr. Shelby, to please come forward with an exhibit.
What is the nature of this exhibit?
It's a wire recorder taken from the offices of the Transcontinental Enterprises under warrant issued by the federal court.
Well, Mr. Shelby, come forward.
Mr. Chairman, as counsel for the witness, I object to the introduction of wire recordings as evidence into this hearing. In the case of Nardoni versus United States, the Supreme Court held...
Just a minute, counsel. This is not a court of law. The Senator has not indicated how he purports to use this exhibit. Senator Edwards?
I should like to make it clear that this is a wire recorder found in Mr. Keeley's office and not a recording made by any member of this committee. And now, if the chair will permit, I would like to have the recording played.
Proceed, Senator. Dean, this is Ned Collins. Did you call me?
Oh, yes, Senator. I tried to reach you.
Well, I called your office, but you were gone.
I know. I left early. Ned, I've been thinking about that fuel oil situation.
I object. This is an invasion of my privacy.
The gentleman is quite right. This is indeed an invasion of privacy. And according to the Federal Communications Act, Section 605, wiretapping, Mr. Keeley, is a federal offense. I ask the deputy of the Sergeant-at-Arms of the Senate to hold Nicholas Keeley for action by the Attorney General of the United States.
The deputy will hold Nicholas Keeley, prisoner of the Senate, for action as requested.
Well, Mary, you're off the limb. You got your story after all.
And without using that picture, Senator.
Thanks, Mary. Oh, Ginger, you still around?
It's only 5 o'clock, boss.
But the other girl, your replacement.
What other girl? Don't be silly, Senator. There is no other girl.
There never was.
Edwin C. Hill, ladies and gentlemen. And so, from the secrecy of closed executive sessions to the open warfare of disreputable elements against our government, often flows a basic truth. An informed people will exercise the wholesome control and direction of government in which truth and justice will prevail.
Our star, Tyrone Power, will return in just a moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Tyrone Power. I like America. I like America because it is the land in which men of goodwill, no matter how grievous the wrong, how dark the prospect, have the opportunity to seek a redress of their grievances, and the golden opportunity of all times to find equality and justice for all under the law. May we forever cherish this freedom and preserve it.
May we invite you to again visit our national capital for another absorbing episode of Freedom USA, starring Tyrone Power. In the interest of good government, we urge you to listen to these important stories from Washington, D.C. Freedom USA.